Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You are listening to The Coming Out Tapes, an audio archive of LGBT stories. I'm your host, Keris Bradley, and throughout this season, I'll be talking to lots of different people from the community about lots of different things connected to coming out. Why are you nervous?
I don't know.
It'll be fine.
It'll be good. Just edit it so I sound really good, please.
I don't actually do very much editing.
Oh dear.
So what you say is what you get.
Okay, I'll try and edit myself then.
Let's get started. In this... I'm not going to do... I'll do a fancy intro later.
Yes, fine.
But for the time being, interviewing the wonderful Anna Brzezinski. How
Brzezinski.
Brzezinski. The first time I said it was okay. No.
I want to get it right.
Okay. Anna Brzezinski.
So it's Brzezinski.
It's shy. Yeah. Anna Brzezinski. I almost said it Anna Brzezinski, but that's obviously...
I mean, that's right, but yeah.
Weird.
Case. Or, I mean, if you don't want to do that, you could just go Brzezinski. Ski like that, like you don't have to do the je, you can just do je.
These are your notes.
Yeah, what does it say? I can't remember.
Are you saying that you're a role model and that you're brave?
No, I'm saying that role models are really important.
Here's my notes. I've just reminded myself to tell the listeners I'm really brave.
Look, that is actually well, we can talk about it later, but it's really, last year I got called a role model. And I felt awkward about it, obviously, because it's a really awkward thing to be called. And I still wasn't out, and so I was like, oh, that's made me feel, like, not good about being a role model.
Okay. So, today,
anyway.
okay. This is why I knew I couldn't interview you,
because sorry.
I'm just not going to be able to take it seriously. No.
I'm taking it very seriously.
You are, I'm not.
Oh, why not?
It's not been a very serious day.
Oh.
So I got back at 1 last night. And then I was going to do a bit of work and then go to the gym and then come here. And then I worked out that if I skip the gym, then I could watch 2 more episodes of Game of Thrones. So that's what I did.
Oh, well.
Right. Starting, drawing a line under it. Okay, so today, for this segment, we're going to be interviewing... For this segment, I'm going to be interviewing Anna Brzezinski. Who is very different and is very cool and came out by email, hence the whole episode being about emails, because I wanted to make a whole theme just for you.
Yay.
So before we get started, do you want to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Sure. So my name is Anna. I'm currently deciding what word I like to use for myself. So I guess... I'm some combination of queer, lesbian, and gay, and I haven't yet decided what I'm actually going to use.
Quesbier.
Yeah. Sorted. We'll work on it.
Next question.
Yeah.
Who are you outside of that bit of you?
Oh, well, outside of that, my day job is a materials scientist. Ooh. I work at UCL in a department called the Institute of Making. So, I mean, this isn't relevant to this, but I research 4D printing and smart materials. I also like swimming. So a big part of my life is long distance open water swimming. I swam the English Channel last year.
What?
And I also play the trumpet in a funk and soul covers band.
Amazing. Cool. And so let's go back to the stuff which is relevant to an LGBT podcast. So you're not really sure which word you want to use yet. Mm. So why don't you just use all of them?
I have been using all of them depending on the situation. Mm. I suppose I felt most comfortable initially using the word gay because I found an interesting distinction between the words that we use. So you can be a lesbian or gay. So one is a noun and one is like an adjective. And so I found like being the noun one, being a lesbian, was a little bit more like intimidating for me. Whereas gay was a description, and I felt it much more open to interpretation. Whereas I, in my head, which is probably an effect of like society, etc., but in my head, I didn't feel like I felt fit into a lesbian like category.
I see. So what does the word gay, you said that it was kind of like open to interpretation. What's your interpretation?
Well, I'm a woman who likes women, I guess. And I also appreciate that that is the definition of a lesbian, but I feel like I feel like the word lesbian is very loaded. Hmm. And I need to work out for me whether that is like in line with myself.
You can bear that load.
Yeah. And I would like to be able to. Like, I do think part of this is political and, you know, I think I would like to be able to call myself a lesbian because I'm sure my resistance to using the word is rooted in misogyny. Not that I am a misogynist, but just that, like, the depiction of lesbians in our culture is not necessarily like kind. I feel like its usage is often like derogatory. And so that is obviously rooted in misogyny. And I would like to be able to kick back against that. But it is also currently at odds with like how comfortable I feel.
So are you saying that you think that part of the reason why you feel uncomfortable using that word is internalized misogyny? Or that you have other reasons for not liking the word, but you kind of feel some kind of like feminist kind of desire to use that word anyway, because you know that that's kind of like anti-patriarchal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it. So, you know, sometimes I will use the word lesbian for myself. But for example, when I came out to my parents, I came out to them as gay.
And then the word queer you're also sometimes using?
Yeah. Not as frequently, but I like it as a word because, again, it's less prescriptive, I feel. Oh, it's prescriptive in a different way, I guess. Like, yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I like it.
Just like testing the waters.
Yeah, you know. I mean, currently, listeners, I'm wearing stripy dungarees, which are, like, possibly the queerest possible clothes.
Well, no, because they're black and white, are they? They're not. It's not like a full rainbow.
It's great. Oh, that is true. If it was rainbow, that would be the ultimate. But yeah, I'll get some Sharpies later.
And then also very gay hair.
It's true.
Sorry, very lesbian hair.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, this is the thing, right? Yeah. Yeah. Or queer hair, who knows?
I can't even remember the word that I invented. Quesby gay hair.
Sure.
You don't like it.
I'll go in and ask for that next time, and who knows what I'll come out with.
So when did you first come out sort of to yourself using any of those words?
So I first came out to myself when I changed my like preference on Tinder from men to women. But I remember it really specifically, like, being a thing, and I was kind of just like, oh, let's just see what happens. And so I think that was probably, like, obviously there was a lot leading up to that moment of, like, fleeting thoughts, but, like, that was the time when I, like, actually did something about it. Yeah.
Okay. how did that work out for you?
Well, I went on some dates with women off of Tinder, which were not that successful, but that's because it's Tinder, right? I mean, that was my experience.
But crucially, you did not struggle to find matches on Tinder because of your amazing Tinder bio.
Which Keris wrote, listeners. Yes.
It did. It was great.
It is excellent.
You can give me any three characteristics about a person and then I'll write you an amazing Tinder profile.
I think we need to tell the listeners what it is now.
Yes.
Can you remember it? Listeners, I don't have Tinder anymore. I'm sorry to disappoint.
So it was something like your characteristics were... It was Anna is a material... You weren't talking to the person, you were saying I, but it's weird if I say it. So Anna is a material scientist who's swum the channel and plays the trumpet, which means that she knows her way around a toolbox, has amazing stamina and can hold her breath for a really long time or something like that.
That was it. I mean, what a catch.
Yeah. It worked, though.
Sort of, yeah. What actually... No, that's mean. Never mind.
No, tell me.
What actually happened was I went on a date with an open water swimmer, but she was like a, you know, like a not especially... she only did like 5Ks in a wetsuit, basically, which I found really unattractive.
I had literally no idea how you were going to insult this person.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault.
5K is a long distance for swimming.
Sure, I mean, yeah.
How long is the channel?
21 miles.
Okay.
In a straight line. Anyway.
Which you
Look,
did not
I've
do.
Come across really bad, no, but I've come across really badly in this. It's not that, like, I think everybody should swim and it's brilliant and there's no judgments at all, but, like, me personally, I find wetsuit swimmers not very attractive.
Okay.
But that's my problem. It's not anyone else's.
Fine. Okay, so next question. Okay, so you came out sort of to yourself by changing your Tinder.
Yes.
Was that like a... Did you feel like that was a moment?
Yeah, I did. Yes. I don't really know what to say. Yeah, it was definitely a moment. And obviously, kind of after that point, like, that was just, like, one moment on my, like, path to, like, realising this thing about myself. And along that way, I came out to, like, all sorts of other people as well. And, yeah. So that Tinder switching was... I think I worked out in 2016. So I'm 28. Years old now, and so I guess I was kind of like going through that process in like my early to mid 20s.
So who was the first person that was not you that you came out to?
Right. The first person that I came out that was not me was some friends of mine, school friends of mine at a wedding. We were very, very drunk, and we were sitting on a hay bale in the middle of the Bedfordshire countryside, and I would be lying if I could remember the exact conversation, but essentially what happened was, like, I think I came out to someone as bisexual, and I think this was then. I think my friend said to me, oh, no, this wasn't that time. Anyway, I'll tell that story later, but I said, oh, yeah. So essentially I was like, I'm like fancy women, and then my friend Lucy was like, no, you don't. And I was like, oh, my God, I just came out to you, and you... like, don't believe me. And then there was, like, much drunkenness. So it didn't go that well.
Like, did it you know, get pick up from there? Did it turn out positively by the end of the conversation?
I mean, we probably just went back onto the dance floor and didn't say anything more of it. Yeah. But, you know, that was like a little seed sowed in that friendship group. Shall I say other areas of my life?
I have another question.
Okay.
That will lead to that. But on this one, did you like go to that wedding being like, going to come out to these people?
Oh, no. I was just very drunk. Okay. But obviously it had been something that I was like playing on my mind. It was before switching Tinder profiles. So it was like during the time of me being like, maybe.
Do you want to just do that?
You were like, what?
Very technical term for questioning.
That's the word. Yes, that is the word. No, but...
So you came out to someone else before you'd sort of gotten your head around it yourself, you think?
During the same sort of time. So, like, prior to that, I had been in a relationship with a man. And during that relationship, like, it was a good thing. Like, it was a love, like, more or less, like, a really good thing for me. But, like, during that time, I was... That was when I started questioning, really. 'Cause he was a little bit older than me, and, like, him and his mates were quite serious. Like, during the time that we went out, which was, like, a year and a bit or something, yeah, something like that, like, basically all of his school friends got married. And so, like, it was quite a kind of adult... And all of his friends were straight, so, like, adult, like, heterosexual group. I guess, like, the contrast of that between, like, what I was feeling I wanted was quite distinct. So that kind of helped me along my way as well.
I think I remember when you broke up with that guy.
Yes. We were literally only just friends. And, yeah, I was talking about it on our group chat because I'm a dickhead.
You were looking for, like, advice on how to do it gently. I think that doesn't make you a
dickhead. It's true. It is true.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah.
So that was your first time coming out. Where in your life are you out?
Now?
Yeah.
I'm out at work. I'm out with my swimming friends. I'm out to basically all of my friends, apart from possibly very old friends, and one in particular, which we can talk about later, who I alluded to earlier, who I'm not out to yet. I'm out to my parents. I don't think I'm out to my extended family, but that's more my own laziness and, yeah.
So you've kind of, did you come out to everyone at the same time? Or you kind of had a list of very individual groups in your life kind of ready to go there?
Well, this is one factor, right? Because I feel like, because I have all of these extracurricular activities that I'm heavily involved in, I do tend to have very distinct groups of friends. So during my like period of like seriously coming out, there was like pockets of people who I was and I wasn't out to. But I'm pretty much on the other side of that now. But like, yeah, I do tend to have very distinct groups of friends. So, yeah, I can't remember what the question was.
Did you come out to them all?
Oh, no, it was sequential. Not necessarily premeditated, but like, for example, well, so I started my current job about a year ago, and I find it much easier to come out to people when they haven't known your whole backstory, especially because I, like, for a long time identified as a straight person. And so with old friends, like, I feel like there's a little bit more explaining to do, or like unpacking to do with them. Whereas like with new friends,
You just burst in your dungarees
and they draw the correct assumptions. No, I mean, I did like explicitly come out, but so work was like relatively easy. And there's like several out people in my workplace already. So that helped, obviously, like with the knowledge that it was going to be cool. Yeah, new friends, easy. Because again, like, it's there's less like backstory to have to rewind on. And yeah, the longer I've known people, the harder I find it becomes.
So you first sort of started coming out to people in 2016, and then when was the last time that you remember kind of coming out to someone kind of in your, that you're close to?
Pretty recently. I would say, so when I trained to swim the channel last year, I got quite heavily involved with a group who trained down in Dover, and their training season starts at the beginning of May. So I went down to Dover every weekend for May, June and July before my swim. And it's like a real like close-knit community there, extremely supportive. Like, even though you've only just met these people, like, you go through like awful training swims, and it's very like, you really cut to the chase of like emotion and like humanity when you were going through all this stuff. So they become very close to you very quickly. And I guess I came out to a lot of them sort of over the summer period, and a little bit after that as well, but I don't know.
You came out to your parents after.
Is that were you leading to that question?
Sorry, you came out to your parents this year.
It's true, but what I was building up to was like the wider swimming group. So a lot of my like close swimming friends I talked about it too, but the wider swimming group I don't think knew. But I've just recently been on a swimming holiday, and last weekend was the first weekend of the new season, and I said, sorry, I'm not going to make it because I have a hot date. And someone else in the group was like, oh,
who's the lucky guy?
No, they were like, who's the lucky girl?
Oh.
And so that was when like the wider group, I think, really.
I see.
I mean, if they hadn't already guessed by the wrong reason.
So the question that I was leading up to was, so you have all these different parts of your life.
Mm.
And you've come out to all of them separately, and that's happened over quite a long period.
Yeah.
So is it weird to move from one group where you are out to another group where you're not?
I wouldn't say it was weird. No.
So what I'm trying to set up a question for you to answer is the thing that you were excited, you said you were excited to talk about on Monday.
Yeah.
About how you've shared this part of your identity in some groups, but not in others.
Yes. What nuggets of wisdom did I say on Monday? I can't remember.
You were basically just like, because there are some groups of people that you're more open with about this part of yourself.
Yeah.
And then other groups that you aren't. And that's really interesting. That's the thing that you said on Monday.
Right, yes. Yeah, I do find it interesting. And I think it comes back to what I was saying about like how one feels about oneself in the present day, which is like, let's call that like maximum comfort with oneself. Like the longer or kind of the more established a friendship group have been, like the harder I find it to come out to them. Because like, they've known me throughout, like, many different stages of my life. I think we covered what I think you were going at before.
Okay, cool. Right. I'll move on to the next question, which is, do you have any good coming out stories? Or, like, bad ones, just, like, interesting ones that are worth talking about?
Yeah, so the friend that I alluded to earlier is my most long-standing friend. We've been friends since we were 2 years old. We met in nursery. And I think she would agree that if we met today, we probably wouldn't be friends. But it's the sort of friend that, like, you obviously grow up a lot in that time. And, like, yeah, I think of her as my probably most conservative friend. I don't, maybe I'm projecting onto her, but I don't foresee that she knows many gay people or lesbian people or queer people. And so she's the one friend who I, like, would really like to know, but who I am not out to yet. However, I have come out to her over 5 times. And essentially how the conversation... how the conversation goes is her saying, so Anna, any men on the scene? And me saying, no, I'm not really that into men anymore. And her being like, no, I'm sure you're far too busy for all of that with all of your swimming and your blah. And her, yeah, she would never make that leap, I think, because it's just so outside of her radar. And that's happened, like, yeah, like, a lot of times now. And now I find it quite funny to see, like, how many times I can say it without her realising. But ultimately, I should just come out to her and not stop dicking around. But it is a bit of a running joke now.
Oh, you're going to have to come out so many times, you might as well enjoy some of it.
This is, I mean, it is ultimately very amusing. And another friend of mine I came out to, I said, I think I'm, I don't know what word I use, but let's say I said, I think I'm gay. And she said, I don't think you are. I think you're just a free spirit. I was like, okay, I guess you know me better than I know myself or whatever.
Do you identify as free spirit?
Sure. I mean, I am about to buy a camper van, so...
The, like, symbol of lesbianism.
The symbol of free-spiritedness.
Yeah. All right, final question. So what does coming out mean to you?
Well, this is the bit where you looked at my notes and laughed at me. So in my notes, I've written down role model in air quotes, right? And what I mean by that is, last year I did a speech at my old school, and they're like, you know, I think it was like A-level awards or something, blah. And they kept being like, oh, this person is such a role model. And I felt intensely awkward about that, because I'm a hot mess most of the time. Anyone that knows me, like...
But that is because you literally... work in a very hot room, which is extremely messy. Like, you work with materials and you're always heating stuff up.
It's true, I do love a blowtorch. But anyway, I found it very awkward because coming out was very much playing on my mind during that time. I especially felt like I wasn't really being true to myself in that moment, because they had sort of said, like, you're so inspirational, you're swimming the channel, like, wow. And I was like, oh, but that's not quite... I didn't feel like I kind of deserved that label, basically. And coming out was a part of that, I think. So I don't know if there's a small soundbite that I can give you for, like, what coming out means to me in that. But I think it requires a lot of bravery. And... I guess in the last, like, 2 years, I've done a lot of things that people would consider to be brave, like swimming the channel in the jellyfish all night.
Did you swim the channel? I didn't realise you haven't mentioned that.
And, like, what else? Like,
yeah, I mean, you also did a set at a UCL event in which you detailed an enormous amount of like terrible things that UCL does in front of like the dean of UCL.
Oh yes,
that was another very brave thing.
Yes, I spoke about all the sexism that I'd experienced at this person's university in front of a live audience. yeah, all these sorts of things like have required bravery, but I still felt that coming out to my parents was like, well, so those instances of small pieces of bravery like definitely helped me to like stop dithering around and come out to my parents. Because I was like, if you can fucking get in the sea and get stung all the time, then you can send this email.
And if they don't like it, they can get in the sea.
Exactly.
See what I did there?
Love it.
okay, so coming out is about what? I'm looking for the soundbite. You're a professional podcaster. You should.
Coming out is about bravery and being true to yourself. Look, you said a soundbite.
We're going to put it over a picture of you swimming the channel to make an inspirational poster.
Print it off on the poster.
Right.
I don't know why I keep bringing it up, Keris. Is it recording?
Yeah.
I can't look at you when I do it. Normally when I do Anna from the Future, it's on my own. Okay. Hello, this is Anna from the Future. I'm recording this message about 6 months after I had the initial conversation with Keris, and I wanted to update you lovely listeners with a couple of things. The first is that I came out to my friend that I mentioned in the podcast, and she was like an epic legend about it. So that was a nice surprise and a nice thing that happened. So I wanted to update you about that. And then the second thing is about the discussion about the word lesbian and how I found it quite kind of, I guess, like intimidating, or like it was a thing that I was working up to. Well, now I think that probably is the word that I use for myself. And I think one of the reasons I found it difficult was I found it quite like aspirational, and like I wasn't quite up to those standards yet. No, not standards, but like I wasn't quite up to it yet. But now I feel that that is the word that I once used for myself, and I think some of it came from perhaps a bit of internalized homophobia, which I've resolved in myself, and so now that is my word. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Do I put reverb on the whole thing?
I don't know.
You don't remember what Anna from the Future
said? No, I always put reverb on the whole thing, but it might be weird if you do.
Okay, I think I'll just put reverb on the beginning and the end.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Coming Out Tapes. I have been your host, Keris Bradley, and I would like to say thanks to Scary Boots for the artwork, which is available to purchase on Redbubble, Michaela Moody for the music, and Alex Lathbridge of the Smart Material Collective for his support of the project. If you want to get involved, please tweet at us, because we'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and questions. If you liked this episode, subscribe and leave us a review or recommend us to a friend, because it makes a big difference.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh.
Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.